Why did dinosaurs disappear? Meteors? Climate catastrophe? What about lice? This week, a team of paleontologists published an article saying that some dinosaurs had lice. I missed that part of Jurassic Park. We're joined now by Chengkong Shi. He's a researcher at Capital Normal University in Beijing and a volunteer researcher at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. He led the team and joins us now from WBGO in Newark. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So how did you find out dinosaurs had lice?
Well, we tried very hard over many years. These lice are very small. We are talking about 0.15 millimeter to 0.25 millimeters. They are so small, they cannot be preserved in the compression fossil. That's a rock type of fossils. But in amber, good thing is amber preserve even such as small insects. And finally, we are the first time people found and reported lice like insects in amber or in the early Cretaceous.
Was it widespread, lice among dinosaurs?
We suspect it is. We only found these two specimens from the fossil preservation, but we work with a feather dinosaur expert, and we show him the amber feather, and then he conducted study, and then he found out these are two feathers from two different feather dinosaurs. And now, of course, we also know lice, they will go to other hosts, like from the parents, go to the young ones and try to propagate themselves. So at that time, I think there are many feathered dinosaurs having their lice.
And these only feathered dinosaurs?
Yes.
Mm. And of course, dinosaurs weren't in a good position to shampoo their feathers, were they?
That's correct, yes. And also, if we look at the structure of these lice-like insects, they have the body structure to climb on the feather and prevent to be removed by the host.
Yuck. I gather you've done research on other insects that were bounded on dinosaurs, right?
Yes. We conducted flea studies. And these fleas, compared to today, these fleas are much worse, much more nasty. The fleas at that time, it's about 2 centimeter or 2.5 centimeter long.
That's a big flea.
Yes. And also the flea, they have the saw-like mouth part.
A saw-like mouth part on a flea?
Yes.
Oh, and my word.
They use that to cut through the thick skin of the host and they suck the blood from the dinosaur. So compared to that, the lice chewing on feather is much milder.
Wow. Yes, I'd say so. It was a tough world, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a tough world, but today it is also a very tough world.
That's very true. Chengkong Shi, thank you very much for speaking with us about dinosaur lice. It's been an education and even a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.